Smile. 90.4 FM.
You know, there's something about the word scandal that just encapsulates. It's better than scandal when you have a scandal.
A scandal is much worse than a scandal.
It's a whole lot worse. Mine involved a family gathering as well. It was a somber occasion. It was an uncle. He'd passed on a year earlier and under difficult circumstances. He traveled quite a bit. I won't go into detail about that because that's a story for another day. But there was never a body. And, you know, so there wasn't closure for the family and we had managed to move on. And a year later, we decided to have a little remembrance for him at a place of meaning to him, to the family. We all got together in the middle of the day and did a little remembrance ceremony. Now, he was divorced from his wife, but him and his ex, I suppose for the sake of their kids, they still had a very amicable, very friendly relationship. Some would say even maybe friendly, beneficial relationship, and they were still considered a couple within the family group. So she led the whole remembrance thing, and we were all there, and there was one individual that nobody knew, nobody recognized. It was a very attractive young lady. She had a child with her, probably about 6-7 years old. And at the end of the ceremony, she did the dutiful thing. The ex-wife did the dutiful thing by thanking everybody, and personally for making the time and coming out. And then she went to this lady, this mysterious woman, and that conversation lasted longer than it did with anybody else. And there was just, we could see, it wasn't tense, it was, something was going on, and then the lady and her child departed, and then she came and joined the rest of the family, and we all were curious about what that was about, because nobody knew the woman. Turns out, because this uncle of mine, he traveled quite a bit, had a family in a completely other city that nobody knew about. This was his, for want of a better word, wife in that city with whom he'd fathered this child.
Oh, my word. Sure.
It was forgivable from the point of view that he had now passed on and there was nobody to be mad at and nobody to question. And eventually she integrated into the family and the child's now fully accepted in the family as his child. But in that moment, had he been alive, I think they would have been...
We would have been in big trouble.
There would have been a bigger scandal than what they ended up being.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. Met Bobby en Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.